what kind of cars or trucks or aircraft would be used by the fire or police department?
A fire engine. They call it a fire engine, is all I know.
Yeah. Okay, now what about the ones that would have water in them and they would pump water out?
Well, that's the fire engine. It has those big hooks on them attached to the engine.
Yeah.
And they have some little cans that carries all that with them. Because if it's not a big fire, they can go in and they'll spray this can and put it out. But if it's a huge big fire, they have to take these hoses that they have on their truck, and they pull it a long hose, and they connect it to the nearest water plug, and then they pump this water on the house. Yeah. I think they have some kind of acid in that water, I think. I don't know. I was told that it helps to put the water
fire. The big tall things, the ones that go up to high buildings,
they have a ladder. I guess they have everything automatic on the trucks, must run by a motor or something, because they have huge ladders that they can just run them straight up, and then they turn it over to a building and go into that building. And then they have ladders that hangs on each side of the fireman's truck, and they take those and lean against the building. But of course, if this building is burning, they can't do that. They have to stand up, and about 6 men pull that hose, and it's so heavy they all hold it to put the fire out.
Have you ever seen the trucks they have that, you know, they put a man in a bucket and they send him up in it, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's the only one I saw do that is a public service. They're electricity, you know. I think they call them, what do you call them, electricity man? I don't know what you call
them.
What
kind of truck is that? That's a...
I don't know what that truck is called, but they got a box attached to it, and it has some kind of motor that it drives it straight up in the air, and then they can turn it different ways, because I saw one out here fixing the telephone wire.
Okay. Now, we were talking about when somebody has a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting them to the hospital, what kind of truck would the fire department send, maybe? You know,
A crash truck. They'll send either an ambulance or a crash truck, but most of the time, they'll send if it's a serious accident, you know,
yeah.
or a heart attack, most likely be a crash truck because they have equipment to use. Like they have, the doctor would put a needle in your arm and give you life water, or they, I forget what you call this, put on your mouth,
yeah.
give you oxygen.
Uh-huh.
And then it has a bed they can lay out, and if it's not a heart attack or something else, if the person is out, they can do a mouth-to-mouth thing, blow in your mouth and bring you back.
Uh-huh.
Because this happened once with my daughter. They were going out of town. They was going to Alabama, I think. And there was some gas pipe, something, was leaking in the car, and they didn't know. And everybody was getting sleepy, but they just thought it was getting from the night. And all at once, Kiva is one of her biggest girls. She just went out. And one of the children said, Mama, Kiva's sick. And so the mother was sick and daddy was. So she stopped the car and they discovered that it was something. It was this, I forget what you call this gas. It can kill people. I forget what you call it.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah. And so she put her mouth on her daughter. And she blew it in her mouth, and she brought her back. And they were lucky; they was not too far from a hospital, and all of them went to the hospital. It was 4 kids, and her husband, and they were just lucky. 2 of the kids was just out, and they just rushed them in. You know, they just blew the horn.